The Man in the Iron Mask.
Edmund Marchiali has fallen in love with Marguerite, the daughter of a peasant farmer. But his guardian, Georges Chammard, is most perturbed, especially when he hears that Edmund wants to marry this girl. Unable to change the boy's mind, he sends for Cardinal Mazarin, perhaps the most powerful man in France. And the Cardinal says that he will deal with this situation. Sometime later in the Chammard castle on the hill...
Oh, Monsieur Edmund, Monsieur Edmund.
Why, what is it, Papa Frederick? Has something happened to Marguerite?
You have heard?
No, I've heard nothing. But tell me quickly, what is wrong? Is she ill?
She is gone, Monsieur Edmund, gone.
What do you mean, gone?
They came for her, soldiers and the captain. They took her away in a coach.
What?
I did what I could to try and prevent them, but they thrust me aside.
But why? Why? What is the meaning of it all?
I do not know, monsieur. They told her she was under arrest and that in the name of the King of France she must go with them. Oh, monsieur, she has done nothing. She is a good girl, a devoted daughter. There is nothing of dishonesty, nor malice, nor wrongdoing in this daughter of mine, and yet now they have taken her away.
And you don't know where?
They wouldn't tell. They wouldn't say. Oh, monsieur, find her for me. Find her for me. You say you love my daughter. You have influence. Perhaps if you could discover the meaning of it all, why they have taken her...
Of course I'll find out, Papa Frederick. Don't be upset anymore. I've got to find her. I must. Wait here.
Where are you going?
To see my uncle. He will soon find out the truth. There's some mistake. Perhaps they thought that Marguerite was someone else. Marguerite, of all people under arrest. Quite fantastic.
Wait, Papa Frederick.
Uncle!
Oh, Edmund, how you startled me. I was dozing off. What's the time?
I don't know, Uncle, and I don't care. Uncle, something terrible has happened. Marguerite has been arrested.
Marguerite? Oh, who is Marguerite?
Oh, you know, Uncle, of course you know. The girl I love, the girl I'm going to marry. She was arrested earlier this evening. Mm-hmm. There's been some awful mistake, and I need your help, Uncle.
But how can I help?
Papa Frederick said that a troop of horsemen, soldiers, and a carriage arrived at the farm and took her away. They were acting in the name of the King of France. Of course, there's a mistake, and I know you have friends at court, Uncle. Will you find out quickly, what this is all about and where they've taken Marguerite? I must go to her at once. Poor darling Marguerite.
But Edmund, what can I do? I know nothing about this matter. Perhaps this girl has done some wrong.
Oh, that's absurd, Uncle. I'd take my life on her.
But you're in love, my dear boy. Who are you to judge?
You're not such a... Why, Uncle George, I always thought that you were a judge of character. This girl is the sweetest, the loveliest person I've ever met in my life. She's completely incapable of doing anything wrong. Uncle, you've got to do something and do it quickly. You have friends at court, in the army, powerful, influential friends.
Very well, Edmund. I will do what I can. I shall send letters off tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But you must do it now, Uncle. Write letters now and I'll make arrangements to send a messenger off to Paris. Or better still, I'll take the letters myself.
Take the letters yourself? No. Messenger, of course. I'll get up straight away, Edmund, and write letters to several people. Don't you worry. He'll find a little girl for you. I'll attend to the matter straight away. My dear Cardinal, your plans apparently have been carried out. Peasant farmer's daughter has been taken this night to the Bastille, as you arranged. But my ward in a frenzy has demanded that I write letters to influential friends in Paris to find out why Marguerite was arrested and where she is. These letters I have written, and below is a list of the names of the people to whom I have written. It now rests with you to inform these people of your wishes in this matter, and there the matter rests. You will understand, however, that I must make a show with my ward, a show of doing my best to help him. And believe me, I am deeply grieved at his distress, for he is as a son to me. Yes, well, this letter will go with the others. Poor Edmund. If I had my way, perhaps he would have his Marguerite.
The scene now changes to Spain and to the court of Philip IV, whose eldest daughter, the Infanta Maria Theresa, is already involved in talks between France and Spain. We find the dark-haired Maria in her boudoir on this sunny morning, closely studying an almost life-size portrait. Standing with her is another dark-haired young woman, not quite so beautiful as Maria Theresa, but there is a certain stateliness about her, and her high cheekbones give a hint of arrogance. This is Maria Theresa's maid-in-waiting, Frasquita Carlos.
Well, Frasquita, you haven't given your opinion yet.
What does my opinion count, Your Highness? I am merely a maid-in-waiting.
But you are my friend too, Frasquita, and I value your opinion.
Well, I'm pleasantly surprised. I had no idea that the young King of France was so handsome.
You do think he's handsome. You really do, Frasquita?
If I could marry even a poor man as good-looking as that, I would consider myself very lucky.
I suppose, really, Frasquita, I haven't any choice. Spain has been forced to sue for peace with France, and it seems that, in return, I must marry this young king.
Better a young king than an old one with a paunch. I think you're extremely lucky. We both know of some marriages that were not attractive.
Yes, I know. But I am so frightened, Frasquita. If the negotiations are completed, I'd be sent to France to marry this man whom I've never met, I've never seen. I shall be amongst foreigners, strangers. Perhaps I shall never see Spain again. Here, as you know, my life has been one of seclusion. I am not used to the court and to the extravagances which I believe are practiced in Paris and at Versailles.
You should count yourself among the luckier ones. Personally, I would prefer the glitter and glamour of a French court to the tawdriness of the Spanish Rosalita. Sorry, Your Highness. You should not have said that.
You are always so bitter, aren't you? Why, Frasquita?
Am I bitter?
Yes. Yet I keep you with me because there is a certain strength in you. Something which I like. Perhaps you will come to the French court with me. Will you, Frasquita?
I do as I'm told.
And now I must find my dear father and tell him about the portrait. He is anxious to know what my opinions are. I'll be back soon, Frasquita.
Yes, Your Highness. Bitter. If she only knew how I despise that simpering little doll. Within her grasp is power. The power of two thrones. And she has no idea how to use it. While I... No wonder I'm bitter. Just a servant.
Monsieur Edmund, come in, come in.
Still no news, Papa Frederick.
Each time I hear a footstep outside, I say to myself, it is Marguerite, it is my little daughter, come back. Oh, monsieur, they must find her soon, they must.
I have done everything possible. There is my guardian. He has been wonderful.
Papa Frederick,
you may not know this, but when first I took Marguerite to the castle, he was very angry. He told me he would be very displeased if I married your daughter. But now, if you could see the letters that he has written.
They have been delivered?
Yes, they are in the hands of influential people in Paris now. A general, 2 court favorites, and several others.
But Marguerite has been gone 3 weeks. Anything can happen in 3 weeks, Monsieur Edmund.
I know, Papa Frederick. I've said very little to you, but I've spent many sleepless nights wondering what they're doing to her. At times I feel that my head is going to burst. You see, I'm so helpless. Sometimes I wonder if it might help matters if I went to Paris myself.
Would it be possible for you to have an audience with the king?
The king?
Yes, monsieur. When Marguerite was arrested, she was arrested in the name of the king. My tired brain has tried to reason that perhaps the king himself ordered this arrest. There was a paper flourish.
A paper?
Yes. When the captain made the arrest, he waved this paper and declared that Marguerite was to be arrested in the name of the King of France.
The King of France? The highest power of all. Why, Papa Frederick, this might lead me to Marguerite straight away. I'll ride for Paris at once.
What will be the outcome of Edmund Marchiali's resolution? Since it would appear that there is a mystery surrounding his birth, perhaps a visit to Paris, to the court, and an audience with the king may bring forward surprising results. Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.